96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show, Calvin Harris and The Weeknd, talking about it's over now. Well, 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 DMV, hold on to your seat, because Nina Brown and Frank Ski got a question for you, and it's all about, and I gotta say, it is true, it's all about my buddy, Pastor John Gray, again.
Again.
Woo! Again. We got a question we need to ask you. I'm just going to read the headline. I need you to marinate for 1 minute and hop on these phones. Pastor John Gray has publicly apologized to his wife, Aventa Gray, and said, "You are the only woman I've ever slept with, but emotional unfaithfulness is wrong." Marinate on that, DMV. We'll be right back. 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. Old school 90s and now. Just want you to love. Nobody else. Classic Neo. All right, everybody. So listen, phones are already blowing up. We got a question we got to ask you. Need my intellectual folks to chime in today. Pastor John Gray, we've talked about him several other times. Yep. Pastor John Gray is publicly apologizing to his wife, Aventa Gray. Basically, amid cheating rumors, Pastor John Gray has publicly spoken out again, admitting to being unfaithful to his wife, in addition to honoring his wife with her photo and a heartfelt message. He admitted to his, listen to this, very important, emotional unfaithfulness, and said that he has started intense counseling for both personal and his marriage. In part, he said, "I never knew what consistent discipline, planning, leadership, manhood, or personal holiness in action from a man's point of view looked like. Living in a shadow life, God was unwilling to let me die, assuming I was whole. I failed to uphold the holy standard of God in my marriage, and I am sorry. Although you are the only woman I've ever slept with," that's what he said, "emotional unfaithfulness is just as wrong. Sin is sin. People want to minimize one sin over another when it all can get you sent to hell." Now, he's been accused of cheating on his wife before, Nina, and expressed that God and his wife deserve better, he said. He said, "The pain I caused her is immeasurable, seeing her name in the blogs because the things I did broke my soul. So since I was the cause of the public embarrassment, let me just be as loud about the public honor." Wow. And he continued. She said, "You're a miracle to me. I'm sorry for the pain I've caused you. Your name should have never, capital never, come up in conversation in any negative way with anyone ever. I must do the work to earn your trust." And this is the second time he's come out and apologized in public.
Yeah, bro. Like, come on.
So me and Nina got a question. Before we get to this question, let's jump on the phone real quick because the phone's been going bananas. I got a homie holding on real quick. 96.3 WHUR. Hello.
Frank Ski and Nina, what's up, man? This is Gloss.
What's happening, homie?
Hey. What up, Gloss the boss?
That's right. You said you'd never forgive me. That's what I'm talking about.
I told you.
I'm a son of a preacher man, so it's wrong to judge anybody. But when you lead in other people, that impact of that has a greater meaning than just you sinning, because you're sinning and other men in your congregation and women in your congregation, you just now made it all right for them to make the same mistake.
Wow.
And they looking for you to be the example. And so, you know, a lot of times we talk about these ministers having all of these cars and houses and stuff like that, but they gave up a portion of their life so they could live a life as an example for other people. And so maybe they do those things, but they abstain from taking part in the more, you know, immoral things.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that call. Good to hear from you, homie.
Hey, thank you for accepting my call. You know, I want to be on the same line as Stevie Wonder and everything. I want to get through like he gets through.
You got the back line, Gloss.
All right, thank you.
Listen, so here's the question that I want to pose to everyone. Now, I didn't know this at first, and I listened one day to a really influential radio show on satellite where three women were talking, and they said, and I'm not sure if it's true, they said, you know, getting over somebody that cheated on you, getting over a physical cheat can happen. You can get over when somebody physically cheats on you, but an emotional cheat is something that most people can never get over.
Okay.
So he says, he says, John Gray says, listen, he said, you know, you're the only woman I've ever slept with.
Oh my God.
But emotional unfaithfulness is just as wrong. So basically, he had this emotional affair with somebody outside of their marriage. Can you get over that?
I think you can get over anything you want to if you can, like whether it be physical or emotional. But in my opinion, they're both equally bad. Like if my spouse comes to me and tells me I had an emotional affair and then he's like, I had a physical affair, I'm not going to be like, okay, well, that's not as bad, or okay, I can get over that a little bit. No, they're both bad. They're both terrible. They're both traumatizing. They're both going to destroy the trust. So
I disagree.
Yeah, well, of course you would. Like,
why you say of course I would?
Because you're a man, but being, if you're on the receiving side of it, honey, none of that feels good. And all of that is trash. So clean your act, get your act together and figure out what you want. And how about just, I just don't feel like you can put one above the other. I'm sorry. I just don't. I just don't.
I feel that physical is just that. And I feel that women, from my experience, women are emotional creatures and they get with you emotionally. And the emotion is way more important than anything else. And if you've been emotionally cheated on, I don't see how, you know, there's ever getting over, you know,
because even if a man physically cheats on us, we're going to process it emotionally. So it's still an emotional thing for us to have to deal with. Like if a man says I cheated on you physically, I'm not going to be like, oh, okay, I got it. No, I'm still going to process it emotionally and it's still going to hurt. But you're going to say,
well, he slipped up. He ain't really care about her.
He
ain't really care about her.
Say,
whatever.
No, I'm not gonna say that. No, I'm gonna say, pack your stuff and get out. That's not okay. It's not okay on any level. Sorry, it's not. I'm big on that.
Loyalty, we want to hear from you, DMV. What do you think? You think emotional unfaithfulness and physical unfaithfulness are the same thing? What do you think? 202-432-WHUR sounds like Washington.
Time for us, for we
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Our friend Pastor John Gray has publicly apologized to his wife Aventure Gray by saying, you are the only woman I've ever slept with, but emotional unfaithfulness is wrong. Amid cheating rumors, he is speaking out publicly again, admitting to being unfaithful to his wife. He said basically she had to go through it in public, so I'm going to put it out here in public too, and basically has issued the biggest apology. Now, this is the second time around he's done this. And basically he says, you know, even though I haven't slept with anyone else, I was emotionally unfaithful. So the question comes up. I think emotionally being emotionally unfaithful is almost worse than just a physical cheat. And Nina says, no, they're both the same.
Yeah, they're both the same. But let me just go back real quick. That's the second time he got caught, okay? Who knows how many times he done some stuff when his wife didn't find out. Let's just know. A cheat, once you would, like, usually people don't just do it twice and then that's it. Like, come on, bro, you just got caught two times. You done cheated throughout that whole relationship.
Nina, I can't believe you did that.
Oh, I did it, and I'm going to keep doing it, too. Why are you dragging your wife? Like, stop dragging this woman, okay? You married her. You're a quote-unquote man of God, two kids, and they're all going to be able to see this on the internet one day. Stop dragging that woman. Just get it together.
Let's go to the phones. I'm glad I'm not the bad guy today. 96.3 WHUR. Hello.
Hey, Frank, Nina, how y'all doing?
Good.
East DC. And I want to keep continually thank you guys for giving us free marriage counseling on air. I really appreciate that.
I know who you are.
So emotional versus physical is definitely number one. It's different. And I'm going to break it down one quick. Frank, as a man, you recognize we love cars. We understand cars. But for us, your engine problem versus a scratch on the outside of the car are two different things. It's the same thing for a woman. So for us as men, because we can get over the physical because we're not as emotional creatures as women, we want to say that. But we can't because we cannot tell the women what's worse for them, emotional or physical.
Thank you.
So therefore, if they say that emotional is worse, then we have to accept that. Because if we tell them the same thing, this is worse than that, we expect them to adhere.
When I was listening to that show, so I was listening to three women, and what they said was, it wasn't necessarily that they said one was worse than the other. They talked about which one can you recover from? Which one can a relationship recover from? Can your marriage recover if it was a physical cheat as opposed to an emotional cheat? And all the women on the show said an emotional cheat, the marriage is over. A physical cheat, they can go to counseling, they can get over it. They can move past it, but an emotional, they can't. That's the basis that I was going on.
And that information we have to take into account to recognize the fact that if that's what most women think or feel, then we got to know going in. If we do emotional cheating, it's going to be worse than physical cheating. Yep. We got to know
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, man, keep the counseling coming, man. Me and my wife need it. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
WHUR, hello.
I think you can get over both. Been through both. Women can get over both. I think I'm that person that says it depends on whether you want to work through it.
Exactly.
But the emotional, for me, so when you emotionally connect with someone, I'm pretty much done. Because that kind of pushes me out the way.
Your point is correct. If you want to get over either or both, you can and you will. It's up to you.
Yeah.
WHUR, hello.
At the end of the day, they're both wrong. But for me personally, like, if you out there texting with this woman and you sharing feelings with her and you checking on her, make sure her day was good and making sure she ate, like, I'm going to have a problem with that. You can drop your little thing off on anybody you want to, and I mean, that just is what it is. But, like, when you actually take your time and put in, like, time and effort to get to know this person and know how they feel, like, I really have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And most times, and let's just be real, though, most times, even when it's physical for the man, he has to build up a certain level of emotional trust with her to even get it to be just physical. You know what I mean? Like, what day and age is a man just being like, hey, can I come through and hit it? No, there's usually that texting going on, that follow-up, that's how was your day, good morning, boo, until he builds up enough trust from her to be able to slide through.
Bro. I was going to say, look, we in 2020 times, though. Like,
we in 2020, Nina. We ain't got to go through all that no more.
Please.
People, they crazy.
That's called a prostitute. Hey, can I come through at 6 p.m. and hit it? And that's all I want to do is just have sex.
Nina, I think you are all wrong on that one. There's a lot of women that will debate you on that one now.
And that's fine. I'll debate them, but you're not the woman. So have a woman call me.
I will. 96.3 WHUR.
It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Hey. On 96.3 WHUR.
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s. And now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Well, Pastor John Gray publicly apologizes again to his wife, Evander Gray, for an emotional, unfaithful relationship. Basically saying, although you are the only woman I've ever slept with, emotional unfaithfulness is just as wrong. I believe it's worse. I think being emotionally unfaithful to somebody is even worse because relationships are built on emotion. Let's go to the phone to see what the DMV says. WHUR, hello.
I'm Tracy from Fairfax, Virginia. Nina, this is for you, and this is also on a spiritual aspect. First of all, quote unquote, he's a pastor. Two, you marry. If he's reading his word like he say he is, thinking about it, texting that lust. So I think it's both, mentally and emotional. She need to get herself together, do what I did. It's 2020. We're no one's doormat. We all are equal. Either you're going to be with me 100 or you're not.
So you pack your bag April 1st when he go to work, to the church, whatever it is that he does. When he come home, April 1st, boo, no one has time for that.
Thank you.
How about that?
You are emotionally messing with this woman.
WHUR, hello.
So my name is Sherelle, and I am going to say that emotional cheating is far worse. Even though both of them are completely unacceptable, emotional cheating is far worse than physical cheating, because relationships are built on, you know, the emotions and the intimate details. And to know that your significant other is sharing that with someone, that means they're building with someone. And it's going to be too hard to get over them building with somebody else. A physical affair, that's going to be emotional, you know, an emotional reaction, but it's not going to be the same as an emotional affair.
I so agree with you on that, because to me, like, when a man is telling a woman my business, like my personal business, mm-hmm. and have me out here vulnerable and exposed,
exactly.
and another woman over here like plotting and preying on me, and not praying to God, but preying, like, that's yes. the worst kind of damage a man could do. Men, hear us out. Hear Sherelle and I out. The worst thing you can do to a woman is tell another woman, okay, who wants you, who lusts for you, that your woman's business. Like, don't do that. Protect
yes.
us at all costs. Like our, like you yes. said, the intimacy of our relationship. Don't be in the street telling another woman my business. Like, that's absolutely not okay, ever.
And telling her, you know, how you feel.
Go ahead, because you got a lot to say, and we don't have a lot of time. So
I don't have a lot to say, actually. Actually, I don't have a lot to say. I mean, I hear both sides of it. I'm just using it from the example of, there are a lot of people now who are like, sex is not a big deal to them anymore. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, yeah. like having a one night stand in the community is not such a big deal anymore. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
People do it. They talk about it on TV shows and sitcoms and everything. And sex is like a free
liberating.
Thing for a lot of people now. It's very liberating. You get what I'm saying? So people don't put as much into sex until you really become emotionally connected with somebody, and then the sex becomes better, which was my reason in saying that an emotional cheat is worse. It's like it kind of like, I don't think you can ever get back. And here's the other thing I wanted to say. I don't know, in my lifetime, this is just my personal thing, I've never met a woman that has forgotten a damn thing. Women never freaking forget. You never freaking forget. And if I hurt you emotionally, you will never freaking
yeah,
forget. And
right.
basically,
you
because
right.
you will never freaking forget, you will never get over it. 96.3 Sexual Chocolate, WHUR.
Mic drop.
From Tyson's.